told Dan that my intent was to try to find some consensus amongst the council around which we could begin constructing some kind of a better review process when officers were involved in shootings, when officers were involved in use of force incidents. This, I want to remind you, was prior to Aaron Campbell's death. Commissioner Saltzman said to me that I don't know that we need to have a council informal on that, Randy. I agree with you. I think that I would be very supportive of your efforts to bring an ordinance forward. That caught me by a little surprise, and it probably shouldn't have, because people like to make a lot about Dan's and my differences, but we agree a lot more than we disagree. That was another example of it. So I took a deep breath and said, well, that makes life easier for me, and went down to LaVon's office, and we began working on the ordinance. But I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for that offer and following through with it. And he's consistently been supportive of my efforts in this entire process, and I want to make real sure that I recognize that here with all of you today, and also say that I can think of nobody better qualified on this council to be the commissioner in charge of the police bureau right now than Dan Saltzman. You may have your own impressions of Dan. I've worked with Dan for a really long time, and he's got the highest degree of integrity. He is a person that when he makes up his mind, God help you if you get into his way, because there's nothing that's going to stop him. And I think he is the right kind of person that we need now to oversee the police bureau as we implement these new authorities that the auditor has. And I would send out, I try often to help my friends in the police bureau by sending out a message. And I would just send this message. For the next 90 days, we're going to bring together a group of people that are going to work to improve this ordinance and empower the CRC portion. I would encourage the police bureau to participate readily and proactively and cooperatively, and not put up roadblocks. We will have a better ordinance, and it will work better for the police bureau if they embrace these changes rather than resist them and consistently fight them. So with that, I know that I've gone on a while here, but then there's a lot, probably more. I should have said that I didn't, but I do appreciate really all the work that's gone into bringing us to this point. I appreciate the community, its passion, the Albina Ministerial Alliance, and all the other folks that have been here tonight testifying, and 2 weeks ago. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank the entire team and all the partner groups with the AMA. This is a tribute to, among other things, your perseverance and your steadfastness in pursuing a more equal and just Portland. And so I want to thank you, all of you, for that. It's also a tribute to Randy Leonard and our auditor in moving this forward. And I want to thank you for your excellent leadership. I also want to echo what Commissioner Leonard said about our police commissioner. I know a little bit about police commissioners. I worked for one for 11 years, and she worked hard at improving the bureau and had a good heart. And she did a great job. But this police commissioner has done some things that no other police commissioner has ever done in the history of this city. No police commissioner has asked the district attorney to transcribe grand jury proceedings in officer-involved shootings and ask that they be made public. And there's some confusion about this. That's never happened before. No other police commissioner has asked the U.S. Civil Rights Division of the FBI to not only investigate one police shooting, but to investigate anything and everything that they want to investigate in the police bureau. And this city council, along with the police commissioner, have been steadfast in adhering to our practice of negotiations with our labor unions, all of our labor unions that are open to the public. So there's more work that he has in the hopper and more improvements, and I wanted to thank you for your leadership Being police commissioner is a very, very hard job. And I am very impressed with your lack of defensiveness and with your lack of turf and territoriality, as Commissioner Leonard mentioned. I'm trying to lead this council in a team approach, a more team approach than ever before. And I believe on this issue, it's paying off. And I want to thank you for being a team member. This is about not only the issues at hand, this is about the underlying realities that the great life that Portland offers is not available to all Portlanders. That we have communities of color, and we have folks that live in different geographies of the city, such as East Portland, that do not have access to Portland's good life. But we are determined to change that. And it's about tackling the underlying inequities in education, in the economy, and more. So I can't think of a more appropriate place for us to focus on than our efforts to keep the peace. And as has been mentioned up here, I can't think of a more appropriate place for us to focus on this than our ability to keep that peace with the use of appropriate lethal force. And we are committed to tackling not only this issue, but the overall issues of inequity in this city so that we become the city of the most equal opportunity. I'm proud to vote aye.
Gotta adjourn the council, Sam. Sam, we didn't adjourn.
We're adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Mr. Howard, you betcha. You're very eloquent. How are you? Nice to see you again. Bishop, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I'll call him tomorrow. Okay.
I see.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.